In the World But Not of It, February 25. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Because iniquity abounds, the love of many is growing cold, but shall we cover our light on account of this? The prevalence of greatest iniquity should be the time of the greatest earnestness of the people of God. As you see the love of many waxing cold, you should work to show Christ to the world. The law and the gospel are interwoven as warp and woof. Here mercy and truth have met together, and righteousness and peace have kissed each other. We want to come to God's standard. He has a law governing human intelligences, and it is for our happiness to observe it. We are to love God. Love leading to disobedience is the inspiration of the devil. Love leading to obedience is the inspiration of heaven. Come out from among them, and be ye separate, says the Lord, and again, cleanse yourselves. But how are we to know that we have impurity? The law of God shows this. The first four commandments point out duty to God, and the last six allow no selfishness toward our friends and acquaintances. When I see that I fail, I flee to the stronghold. I know that He pardons sins of ignorance. Jesus is a sin-pardoning Savior. Jesus kept His Father's commandments, and He says, "Blessed are they that do, they shall enter in." When we obey, we shall have happy families. Teach the children the commandments of God forever. This was important in Israel's time, and it is nonetheless so now. All your profession of keeping the commandments will not give you an entrance to the city. Bind them on your heart and carry them out in every act. Will you not from this very day try to represent Christ to the world? You will have a refuge. You will be sunny Christians. We have been gloomy long enough. Had we not better come out of the cave and stand with God? Then we will have Christ with us so that we can talk of redemption as did the disciples when they had been with Jesus and learned of Him. Carry the light of Jesus. Carry it to your neighbors. When we bring Christ into our experience, there will be a loving of one another, there will be an unlocking of the hardest hearts. If we humble ourselves and have His converting power every moment, His righteousness will be our covering.